Hey there, Shauna Chandler. This is episode 3 in our mediumship series. This episode is all about signs from spirit. This is probably one of the most fun aspects of mediumship, of spirit communication, is knowing when those signs are coming through from our loved ones, knowing, you know, when there's a dragonfly, what that means, and knowing when there are dimes everywhere, that's our loved ones finding a way to communicate with us, to let us know that they're okay, that they're with us. They're just no longer in their physical body, but that we still have this beautiful connection with them. It was, I want to say about 5 years ago, and we had just finished up a hike and we were getting back to the car and my phone rang. And it was my husband, and he said, you know, we just got the news that dad, he passed away this morning. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. We're just packing up here and we're heading back into the city. And so I hung up the phone and I looked around the car and there were, oh, hundreds of dragonflies flying around the car, landing all over me, all over the car. And I just stood there and I started to laugh. And you may be asking, why in the world would you start laughing at that, Shauna? When we first met Terry, my father-in-law, we were getting packed up. Now, we live in Calgary, Alberta, and they live in Ontario. So it's a, you know, about a 6-hour flight back and forth. And so when we first traveled back to meet Terry, we were getting ready to leave. And he said, well, will you look at that? And he looked down and on his hand was this huge dragonfly. Like it had to have had like a five inch wingspan. Like it was massive. And it was sitting on the back of his hand. And it sat there. It sat there. We were chatting and saying goodbye. And, you know, my daughter Emma was really young at the time. She was just enthralled with this dragonfly. She wanted to take it home. And it was really neat. And so fast forward to the morning that Terry crossed over, and I'm in the parking lot with all of these dragonflies, and I knew that that was him. I knew that that was his sign, his way of saying, I'm okay. And it was so beautiful. And to this day, whenever I see a dragonfly, usually they do a flyby, what I call a flyby, where they'll come in and I think it's going to hit me right in the face. Those ones are from Terry. Because that was his personality. His personality was a little mischievous and fun and a little cheeky at times. And so anytime I see dragonflies, I know that that's him. And as you open yourself up even more to the mediumship realm, spirit communication realm, you'll start to notice more of the signs in your world. And at the end of every reading I do, I will ask, I'll ask spirit how they are showing their loved ones that they're with them, and they'll always give me something. It'll be a confirmation of what they've already been doing, or it'll be something new, something for my client to look for, to anticipate, and to enjoy. We're going to cover some of the common signs from spirit and some different ways that I've encountered that spirit will communicate with us from the other side. First and foremost, coins. Coins are huge. You know, I always find dimes. Dimes are from my grandfather, and dimes, I find them in the strangest places. I had my car detailed and I came home and parked the car and went out to pick up my daughter, and I opened the car and there's a dime sitting on the seat, you know, and your logical mind could think, oh, it fell out of your purse. It fell out of your pocket. But you know, I know that that's a sign, right? I find dimes everywhere. I find them on the floor. I find them in the strangest places. And every time I do, I just look up and it's gratitude that I have. It's like, hey, thank you. I know you're there and I'm so grateful. Thank you. And the more that we acknowledge the signs, even if our logical mind just doesn't get it and our ego's chirping and trying to make sense of it, when we acknowledge, that's when spirit says, oh, they got it. They got it. They got it. And they'll work even that much harder to get more signs to us. Another favorite sign of mine are feathers. In one day, I think I saw about 7 or 8. There was one in the kitchen sink. There was one that was floating down in front of one of the windows in the house, just out of the sky, out of nowhere. The cat came down the stairs once. He had a feather on his back. I was getting groceries out of the car, and I look, and there's a feather on the passenger seat, you know, like just different things like that. And so every time I'm unsure of something, every time I've got, you know, maybe I'm a little too emotionally attached to something, I'll ask for a sign. I'll say, can you give me a sign? Can you give me a sign? Let me know on the right direction. I'm headed in the right direction. I'm making the right choices. And often, like 9 times out of 10, it will be a feather. And that's my sign. And I'll just always express gratitude. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love feathers. I find them everywhere. I find white feathers, all sorts of different colored feathers. And I always pick them up and bring them home. I have this container in my studio full of all the feathers that I found. And I just absolutely love them. Something that my daughter Emma and I started to pick up on years ago was the idea of heart rocks. And so every time we're out on a hike, we will look for a heart rock. And we have kept them. We've brought some big ones home and put them in the garden. And that's another way that spirit is communicating with us. Every time we get out of the car for any hike, it's like, okay, we're here. Angels, Grandpa, we would love to find some heart rocks today. Help us out. And no word of a lie. We'll come back to the car with our pockets full. That's another way. Butterflies, dragonflies, birds. Birds are huge. I have several clients who, one client, her mom had crossed over and she didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And it was funny. She came to see me and she said, you know, it's been weird since mom crossed over. There have been hummingbirds in the yard every day. And she said, I have tried for years to get hummingbirds to come into the yard. I have feeders, I have water displays, I have all sorts of things for the hummingbirds, and they haven't come in. And she said, you know, I've been, this one hummingbird just comes right by the kitchen window and it's always there. She said, it's the strangest thing. And of course her mom is laughing and she says, it's me, it's me, it's me. She gets it, it's me. Now my client sits and will have a cup of tea with her mom. She and her mom used to always sit and have tea and look at the birds in the yard. And so now every time that beautiful hummingbird is around, she knows that that's her mom. Her mom's spirit is there with her. And so that's another beautiful way to think of signs from heaven. Other ways that spirit will communicate with us is animals. Dogs barking, cats are hissing or hiding, stray animals that are just kind of lingering around the house. Spirit will utilize anything that they can to get our attention. And again, it opens up a whole new world when you're open to all of the different possibilities of how they're doing that. And I know our cat, Midnight, we joke, we refer to him as Midnight the Medium. He sees spirit. And so anytime he's in my room with me, when I'm meditating, he's staring at the ceiling. He's looking all around. He's looking above my head. And when I first started doing readings, I was just kind of getting into the flow of, you know, clearing the energies after each session, smudging the house, you know, those sorts of things. And I would always know when I needed to smudge the house because he would start getting really feisty and I could see him tracking something walking up the stairs. And I know it sounds a little freaky and bizarre. And when I first started noticing it, it was. But then when I started to ask, okay, is he seeing spirit? And he does, which is like totally cool. And so if you've ever seen the movie Ghost, there's a cat in one of the scenes and there's a bad guy in the house. And so the cat actually lunges at this guy. He's pushed by Patrick Swayze's character, lunges at this guy, scratches the guy. The bad guy runs out of the apartment. And so again, cats really experience spirit. They see things, they sense things. And I often say that, you know, children and animals, they don't have all of the points of view that we do, you know, that maybe spirit communication is scary, it's spooky. Maybe, you know, if you're like me, you saw spirit as a child and it wasn't, you know, readily accepted. So maybe you shut that part of your world off. And, you know, young children don't have all of those ideas and points of view, and neither do animals. Animals are just wide open. exploring and watching and witnessing their world. Other ways that spirit will give us signs is through electronics. Now, if you can understand just for a second, we're just going to do a little bit of an electricity lesson, if you will. Imagine walking into a room and flicking the light switch. Just for a second, imagine how quick that frequency, that current has to travel from the light switch all the way up to turn the light on. Like how quick that moves. That's how fast spirit is moving. They're no longer in a physical body. So their vibration, their frequency is that much higher. And so the easiest way, one of the easiest ways for them to communicate with us and give us signs is through electronics. They can mess with the appliances, with the clocks. They can turn radios on and off, change the channel on TVs. There was one night we were in the house. I think we were watching TV. My daughter and I, we watched The Voice. That's our addiction. And we were watching The Voice, and my phone that was over sitting on the kitchen counter started playing a song. And I kind of looked over and it was like, what the heck is that? And so, you know, how did that happen? Again, logical mind could be, oh, there's a glitch in the phone. The app isn't working right. You left it on. I didn't. The phone was shut off. We were watching TV, and all of a sudden my phone starts playing this song. So other ways, you know, phones are huge. I've received text messages. There was one day a few years ago where you ever have one of those days or weeks or months where it just feels like nothing is going right. It's like, it just feels like you're going uphill, and you feel like you make a few strides forward and then you might slide back. And I was having one of those days, and I got in the car to go somewhere, and I turned the radio on, and there wasn't any music playing. And I thought, that's really weird. But then across the dash were the words, "It's going to be okay. Have fun." And I thought, what is that? And I thought, okay, someone must be playing with me. This is crazy. And then the radio started playing, the DJ came on, and there was a song that came on. So things like that have happened. I've had countless clients over the years who have shown me text messages. It doesn't say who it's from, but it'll be a message to, there was one client, her message was, be a little softer, be a little more gentle. She was, you know, doing something with her teenage son. And, you know, she's pretty sure it was from her mom in spirit. And so, yeah, it was a little message that just said, be a little softer, be a little more gentle. And it was just like, whoa. Other clients have received text messages. They've received previous messages that they had received from their crossover loved one. There was one that was a little snippet from her husband that said, I love you, I'll be home at 5, and a little kiss, you know, X and O. That actually resent to her on a day that she was really struggling. And so they will find ways to communicate with us through the electronics and loud toys. This is another one. I had a client years ago, and she said, oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind. She says, my brother gave my son this loud, obnoxious police car as one of his Christmas gifts. And this was one of the jokes they had going back and forth between them, that they would buy the most loud, obnoxious toy to give their niece or nephew just to annoy the parent, which is really quite fun. And so this client's brother, he had crossed over about 6 months to a year before. And she said every night, you know, about 3 in the morning, she would get up and this police car would be, woo, 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 would be, you know, screeching. And so she said she took the batteries out of it and threw it in the toy box. And she said, no word of a lie. She, you know, the next night, you know, between 2, 3 in the morning, this thing started playing again. And she said, but it didn't have batteries, Shauna. And so that was her brother's way of saying, I'm here. I'm here. I want to get your attention. I want to let you know that I'm here. I'm okay. I'm at peace on the other side. You know, and it's really beautiful. He had crossed over from a car accident. And so the family had questions about, you know, is he okay? Is he in pain? Did he suffer? And so it was a beautiful way for him to get her attention. She thought that she needed the house to be cleared of riffraff energies. And it turned out to be her brother, which was so beautiful. Radio stations Have you ever had that happen where you get in the car and you'll turn the station, you'll flick between stations and it's the song that you just absolutely need to hear in that moment. It's like it's speaking to you, directly to you. That's spirit. They know when we're struggling. They know when things are kind of going sideways and we don't have a lot of ease and joy in our world. They know. And so they're always looking for ways to send us joy and happiness and just to let us know that they're with us and that we're not alone. Lights flickering. This is actually really common. I mean, it could be lights in the ceiling flickering. It could be lamps flickering. Yes, it could be an electrical outlet problem. It could be that, the light bulb is starting to give out. It could also be spirit flicking the lights to get our attention. Turning the volume up and down or on and off all completely. I've had this happen before in the house where quite often in the days, my quiet days that I have at the house, I typically Mondays are a quieter day for me. And so I'll have beautiful soft music playing. I might smudge, do some laundry, get some paperwork done. And so this one day I had the radio on, maybe six out of 10 or whatever the number was. And I'm sitting at my desk and all of a sudden it turned down to almost zero. And I thought, that's really weird. So I went back, turned it back up, and went and I sat down. And it took me a few times to understand then that it was my son Jack coming in to play and mess with me. And I had been so focused on the tasks at hand that I wasn't able to see that that was him just kind of farting around to say hi. He'd been trying to get my attention for a couple of days and I was so busy and so focused and you know what that's like with all your lists and I was doing all these things. And so it was really fun for me to say, okay, I see you. I'm so glad you're there. Thank you for being there. Sometimes we can feel a pressure change in the room. I know when I work with spirit, I'll heat up like an inferno with the energy flowing through, or I get really cold. The room will just be like an iceberg. And so anytime you feel those different sensations, again, that spirit, they're there with you. They're there in the room with you. You can also feel different sensations. Like it's almost like you kind of walk into a different energy and it just kind of feels a bit heavier, a little more dense. You can also walk into different areas in the house that feel cooler, different areas in the house that just feel happy and joyous. And so just to be aware of those are also ways that spirit is getting our attention, just to let us know that they're there, that they're with us. Another beautiful way that we get signs from spirit is through our dreams. Through our dreams. I remember every night, for about 6 months, I used to have dreams of my son Jack, and in the dreams we were always flying, and there were balloons, and children that have crossed over it, they love balloons and bubbles and puppies and kittens, and they just love all these beautiful things, rainbows. And for about 6 months after we lost him, I would he was in my dreams, and I would just be so excited to see him. And it was really foggy at first, and I would wake up and it would just be that essence of him was still there. And you can even ask your loved ones to visit you in your dreams and then see what you get. And if you don't get something right away, it's okay. It just might mean we need a little bit more time with it. You have to remember how fast spirit is moving. And that sometimes we need to, raise our vibration up higher so that they can equalize that energy and communicate that much easier with us. If you've, taken classes with me or had sessions with me, raising your vibration is one of the first things that we teach and talk about with spirit communication. If we're in a slump, if our energy is low, it's that much more difficult for them to equalize that energy. So, breath work, going for a walk, doing some stretches, listening to some music that will bring your vibration up nice and high will make it that much easier for you to start to notice those different signs. Sense. There was one day I went for a walk and I kept smelling smoke. And this had happened periodically, the weeks before. I kept smelling cigarette smoke. And in the strangest places, like in an elevator, in a restaurant where there wasn't smoking, I just kept smelling smoke. And I would ask the people I was with, do you smell that? Do you smell that? No, I don't smell anything. And so I was walking, and I didn't realize this at the time, but at about the 15-minute mark, I would go into a meditative state. It was a walking meditation. And so I'd walked, and I remember that day walking all the way around this huge park that we have near our home, and there wasn't anyone around. Like it was interesting. Usually they're the dog walkers and the regulars I would see, and there wasn't anyone there that morning. And I remember walking, and it was like somebody blew smoke in my face, and it was like, whoa, what in the world was that? And of course I look around and I'm thinking, what is going on? And I looked up in the sky, and there was this beautiful orb of light just shimmering in the sky, and I heard my name is John, and then it was gone. And I thought, what is going on? Oh my God. Right? Like my logical mind is going crazy thinking, is it a stroke? If you smell smoke, like what is this? And so I went home, and on the way home, I started getting flashes of this picture of my grandparents. And I had met my dad's parents when I was 4. It's the only time that I'd met my grandfather. And I kept seeing this picture. And so I went digging through the family photo albums, and I found this picture. And I said to my dad, can I ask you what your dad's name was? And he said his name was John. And man, did he smoke like a chimney. And we had this little dog. His name was Chucky, this white little dog that followed dad everywhere. And so I got off the phone with my dad, and I just sat there, kind of trying to put the puzzle pieces together. And I heard, I told you it was me, I'm right here. And I turned and looked, and there was my grandfather sitting in the chair with the little white dog, smoking. And it was really cool. And so now to this day, anytime I smell smoke, I'm looking to see if that's him. So that's another way. Old Spice, Lily of the Valley, perfume, any sort of beautiful scent. I had a client who came for a reading once, and her beloved grandmother had crossed over, and her grandmother was an incredible baker. And so all I kept smelling was vanilla and cinnamon and just these different baking scents. And she said, oh, she says, that's my grandma. She says, the house always smelled like cookies, fresh baking. And so that's another beautiful way that they'll, spirit will give you those signs and let you know that they're there. Clouds. If you ever look up in the cloud and it looks like something, that's a beautiful sign. Beautiful sign. Missing jewelry, moving objects. I remember once my daughter Emma, she was about 3, and she came upstairs. I said, hey, what's going on? She's like, and she put her hands on her hips, and she said, that guy with the white hair took my red crayon again. And I looked at her and I said, what? And of course, I'm thinking, oh my God, is there someone in the house? So she runs downstairs. I'm running after her, thinking, oh my God, do I need to call the police? It was my grandfather. It was so funny. He used to always take her red crayon. Missing jewelry. Sometimes spirit will get our attention with jewelry or small objects. They'll either remove them completely, or they'll kind of play hide and seek with them. They'll put them in different places. They'll take it and you'll think it's gone forever, and then it'll show up again somewhere. Music. Again, music is a beautiful, beautiful way that that spirit will let us know that they're with us. I had a client whose dad had crossed over, and she was coming to see me for a reading, and she said, Shauna, I couldn't believe it. I kept hoping my dad would come through today. And she said, on the way here, I changed the channel on the radio channel in the car, and she said, on 3 stations, they were playing the song that my dad and I danced to at my wedding. And it was such a beautiful confirmation that he was saying, yes, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm with you. I have all of these memories as well, and I'm always with you. So, so beautiful. Doors opening and closing. This can be a little bit spooky. I've done hundreds of house clearings and space clearings over the years, and it's usually doors opening and closing, funny noises. And that, again, that's spirit's way of letting us know that they're there. Feeling light touches on your skin or the top of your hand, even a warm embrace. Is another way that spirit will let us know that they're with us. I invite you to ask your angels or one of your crossed over loved ones to sit next to you and notice anything that you're feeling or experiencing. Ask them to touch you, ask them to touch your hair, ask them to place a hand on your shoulder And just be aware of that. You may want to do a meditation and invite them in to do that. You may want to try that first thing when you wake up in the morning, when our logical mind is still foggy, it's still in dreamland. Find a way to invite them in to gently touch you, to gently let you know that they're there physically. My grandmother used to always put her hand on my shoulder. And so when she crossed over, I would just see this little hand on my shoulder and I would know instantly that was her. Children, knowing loved ones from pictures whom they haven't met. This one is really fun. Whenever children come through and there was a little boy that he was up every night and he was talking and chattering and the parents were worried and they didn't understand what was happening. And he came to see me and I had asked his mom, could you bring a picture of who he keeps referring to? And so she brought this picture of her grandmother, great grandmother. And sure enough, the little boy said, yeah, that's who comes to visit me. And he had never met her. And so it was really neat to kind of see that come into the light for his parents to understand and, you know, for that little boy to have validation that, you know, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And again, they, you know, children don't have that point of view that it's wrong, it's scary, no one else can see it, it mustn't be true. It's really, really beautiful. And it's interesting too, because I've encountered several children over the years who would say something only the crossed over loved one would say. You know, and it's funny because I would always know when my Uncle Russell was around, when my daughter was about 4 or 5, I would, you know, have an inkling that he was around, because my daughter Emma would start saying Snipe. And that was my nickname from my Uncle Russell, was Snipe. And it wasn't until after he crossed over that I actually looked up, I think I Googled Snipe, and it's a bird with long legs and I'm tall. So it was really fun. Anytime that my daughter says Snipe, I know that my Uncle Russell's around, which is really cool. And she met him when she was younger. And that's just another beautiful confirmation. Movement out of the corner of your eye. If you ever look at your pictures and notice the orbs of light, those are signs from spirit. Spirit loves birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, Christmas. They're there with you at any time that they can be there for a celebration. They are there. I think my daughter was about five or six, and we had about 6 or 7 little girls over for a birthday party. And we had a Dora pinata, and they had little hockey sticks that they were using to try to break open this pinata. And I just got, you know, I just had the awareness that I should take some pictures. And so I was filming, and then I wanted, you know, I just felt like I should just be taking some pictures. And so I'm taking pictures, and they're taking, you know, schwacking the pinata, hitting the wall. It was hilarious. And so the next day I thought, oh, I should have a look at those pictures. I opened them up and it literally looked like a snowstorm. There were so many orbs in the pictures, and they were all there for the party because it was fun and it was a celebration. And so I invite you to have a look at your pictures. I've heard so many people say before, oh, it's the film. Oh, it was a spot on the camera. Oh, it's your finger. No, those are energies. Your camera has captured an energy. Could be a loved one. It could be an angel. It could be a crossover fur baby, whatever that is. And so I invite you to have a look at your pictures and see if you notice different colored orbs or anything of that nature, really. Another way that spirit is leaving us signs that they're with us. Spirit will also give us signs through other people. Have you ever had someone move into your world and it's like they just knew what to say? It's like they were just planted from heaven and they just, you know, brought so much ease and joy to your life, or they had, you know, the answers or the information that you were looking for. Spirit will find a way to move new people into your world, the people into your world that will support you and uplift you. And they'll even sometimes move someone into your world that might resemble what they look like. And it just gives you an opportunity to have gratitude for the time that you had with that loved one, and to have that gratitude for the love that you share with that person. after our little dog Jesse crossed over, I would see little red wiener dogs everywhere. It was crazy. It was like every day I would see like a whole ton of them. And that was just his way of saying hi and saying hello. And the first couple of times it made me a little sad because he wasn't here, but then it was to know that he was happy and healthy and he wasn't in any pain. And that made it all worthwhile for me. And it was just such a beautiful experience. Spirit will move different things into your world, different books. Have you ever had a book fly off a shelf? Have you ever picked up a book and just randomly opened it and whatever page you landed on was exactly what you were looking for, exactly what you needed? That's spirit. That's, you know, those are your angels, your loved ones. They hear you, you know, your spirit guides. Continue to ask, you know, as I always say, stay in question. What else is possible with this? Show me a sign. Give me the next step. Is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything I've overlooked? And just keep asking those questions. They will answer your questions. They will find a way to get that answer to you. Different sounds. Sometimes there are different sounds that we can hear, and that's spirit's way of getting our attention. Sometimes we'll even have that high-pitched ringing in our ears. Again, that's a different frequency. Often I'll refer to that as a download. We may be receiving a download of information from our guides, our loved ones, our angels. And other sounds are music. Again, music playing in your ears, in your mind is how I can describe it. It's just if you wake up and you gently hear, you know, music playing in your mind, that is a sign from your guides. My guides frequently use music. They use songs during sessions. They'll use songs. They'll start singing. If I'm having a bad day, you know, they'll start playing. What's that one? It's like a Jamaican theme song. Don't worry, be happy. Right. Like my guides have a real sense of humor. So again, that's another way that they're communicating with me. And again, the signs from spirit, animals. Have you ever had an animal come up to you and you just feel such joy from them? Again, that can be spirit, utilizing that animal's energy to come up to you and give you that little bit of love. Artwork is another beautiful sign from spirit. If you're drawn to specific art, there is extra energy that could be embedded. It could have a different element into it that will support you and nourish you. And those are signs from spirit. Anything that speaks to you, anything that you have a strong connection with, that is spirit. There was one day where I just had to go out to the mountains. I just had to go. We're about a 45-minute, 60-minute drive from the mountains from Calgary. And there was one day I got up and it was like, no, actually my morning is free. I have to go out to the mountains. And I got out to the mountains and there was just, I remember standing, I'd hiked up to the top of this trailhead and there was this open clearing and it was kind of an overcast day that day. And I remember standing there and I had a sip of water and I closed my eyes. And it was so peaceful. I could hear birds and the wind and the trees, the leaves rustling. And all of a sudden out of the sky was this beautiful, bright light. It's like the clouds had parted for that brief moment. And I just stood there with this beautiful light bathing me. And it was so beautiful. And so those are different experiences as well. My daughter Emma and I were on a trip to Mexico and we were guided to go to Xcaret. If you haven't been there, it's absolutely spectacular. I highly recommend it. And we were walking. And they have this beautiful space, this beautiful greenhouse, if you will, that's full of orchids. And I just walked in and it's like I felt a shiver run down my entire back. And I just closed my eyes and I just felt such love and nurturing. And it was so beautiful. You ever have one of those experiences where you're looking at something and it's so beautiful that it's like you can't open your eyes bright enough to take it all in. There are no words that can describe how beautiful that is. Those are signs from spirit. Those are experiences that we're connecting. Our hearts and our soul is connecting with spirit in that moment. It could be through mediumship. It could be through our guides, our spirit guides, our angels. Any other benevolent energies, nature spirits, earth spirits, animal spirits, and just be open to the possibilities. If you don't already know what some of the signs are from your loved ones, I invite you to bring to mind right now one of your crossed over loved ones that you would really love a sign from. Bring them into your world. Just start thinking of them. Remember the last time that you were with them and you had such a beautiful experience and everything was lovely and amazing. Just bring them into your experience. Imagine them holding your hands. Maybe they're giving you a warm embrace. Just invite their energy into your space now. And you don't have to think about it, it's just a feeling. Feel the love you have for them, feel the love they have for you. They're with you, they hear you. They're just not in a physical body anymore. And now ask your loved one to give you a sign. You may see something, hear something, know something, smell something. You may know exactly what it is, or it may be a surprise. Maybe it's something that you'll see in the coming days or weeks or even months. Just know that they are going to give you a sign. And when you get that sign, all you have to do is place your hand over your heart and say thank you, acknowledging that you got their message. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Reach out with any questions or concerns. Let me know about all those beautiful signs from your loved ones. I send you so much love and joy and gratitude, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now.